Aloha.
Hello and welcome.
We're back
from the ballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. Episode number 481. We appreciate your loyalty. Thank you for being a part of our world. If you would like to reach out, I tell you every time how to do it. Send an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Additionally, you can call us and leave a voicemail. Quite a few of those this week. I wonder why. 949-464-TBLS-8257 is the way to do that. Also, if you are so inclined and you would like to support this show with your pocketbook, please do so by clicking the link in the show notes on the app that you are listening to the show on right now. It will cost you $5 a month or $55 a year. We appreciate any and all you do to help us out. You are loved by us. Your dollars are very much appreciated. I'm joined now, Ed. Normally, I would say I'm joined now by Mr. Ed Daly, but Ed is away on his summer sojourn. So we have a fill-in this week. It's someone that is well-known to the audience. He hosts the Baller Lifestyle Podcast After Show every Friday night on the Stereo app. You should download the Stereo app and follow him and listen every Friday. He also was our very first Patreon subscriber on the show back when we had a Patreon. He was our very first Red Circle subscriber as well. He's a longtime friend of mine. He's a great guy. Everyone knows him. He makes lists. Of course, I'm talking about the great Dolomite D. Dola, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Ryan, how are you doing, man? I'm doing fantastic.
Oh, that's great. That's good. Good to hear. I'm stoked you're here. I'm glad you were available to fill in. I know the audience loves you. Everybody that's on your lists is probably happy to hear your voice here, and we're stoked to have you. A couple things this week. A recommendation. Tom Segura has a new special on Netflix. Tom Segura never disappoints. Hilarious. Are you a Tom Segura fan, Dola?
I am. He's fucking hilarious.
He's so fucking funny. And his new special, I mean, he's hitting all the notes. He's hilarious. And this week, if you're interested at all in the UFC Ultimate Fighting Championship, this week's pay-per-view, I think it was UFC 290 or something. I don't know. International Fight Week in Las Vegas was just one of the fucking great cards ever. Just tons of great fights. What's possible fight of the year between Brandon Moreno and Pantoja. Alexander Volkanovski cements his status as pound for pound best pound for pound fighter in the UFC. Definitely. It was a pay-per-view, but I think it comes out free next week and on ESPN Plus. So you should check it out.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You got anything, Dola?
Well, I did want to discuss the fact that a Florida snake hunter bagged a 16-foot Burmese python this week, because I know that you're a big fan of snakes.
Wow. There's 60 eggs. Yeah, there's an infestation in the Everglades because people would get these snakes as pets, and then they would get too big and they would have to release them, or they end up just releasing them into the swamps where they thrive, where they eat all the raccoons, they eat alligators,
everything.
They thrive. So it's open season on the pythons in the Glades. So, and they get big ones down there, and they're just killing them left and right. So RIP that snake. Very sad to hear.
I didn't mean to step on you. Don't forget that the annual Florida snake hunt is coming up. I know it's one of your favorite things.
I mean, it bums me out. You know, they're beautiful creatures.
Not true.
They keep the vermin population down. You know, I don't like rats.
Nobody likes rats.
No, nobody likes rats. And you know what eats rats? Snakes. They eat a lot of fucking rats, mice, all those things we don't want around. And they're very docile. They just hang out. They find a cool spot. They're cold blooded. So they find a cool spot to hang out. And then, they smell a rat. Literally, they go fucking jump on it. They squeeze the life out of it.
They also eat people.
They don't. There's been a couple in Indonesia. They got to be small people.
Right? Snakes are almost up there with the orcas.
I forgot to ask you. I sent you a link to join me on the show today.
Yes.
And seems like you were able to do that pretty easily. What was the degree of difficulty in joining me?
Incredibly easy. Yeah. You sent a link to my email.
Right.
And then I clicked on that link.
Yep.
And then I allowed my computer to share my microphone.
That's right.
And then I would put in my name and I was in the session with you. It was very easy.
Yeah. I don't know if you were able to listen to a couple months ago, episode number 468 of this show, when we reviewed The Last Dragon. We had a special guest,
a dear friend
of yours from the Fort Collins area.
Close personal friend.
Telly Tuput. He joined us and he had extreme difficulty to the point where he lied and said he could hear Ed because he could not operate the link. Is that, having done it yourself, is that, how shocking is that to you?
Well, this is actually my third time having done it now. I have aced it each time with no difficulty whatsoever.
Yep.
Now, to be fair, I was not inebriated when I tried to it. And I'm also doing it from a computer. But that being said, I'm confident I could have pulled this off from my phone as well.
Still pretty easy.
It's not hard.
Yeah.
And I have an Android, which you deride. So
yeah, that's true.
That would still be very easy.
Yes. Telly, I believe, is also an Android user. So
that's why we're good friends.
Yeah, you guys have that going for you. So that's nice. Okay, let's find out who died.
Absolutely.
Just tell us who was dead now. Just tell us who was dead now. Who died? It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed
Dolemite
been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from
Dola.
All right. So dead. First off,
I was substituting your name for Ed because you're filling in this week. This is going to be a heard of them, not heard of them RIP segment. Tell me who died.
All right. First, we got Johnny Cooks, 10 years in the NFL, played for the Colts, Giants, won a Super Bowl at the Giants, and finished up with the Cleveland Browns back in the late 90s, which is not where you want to finish a career.
No, that's true. Also, never heard of him. RIP. Still pretty young if he was playing in the 90s.
Yeah. Next, we have Jimmy Kim, an Olympic taekwondo gold medalist, 1967 and 2023. Died at 56. Gone too soon.
Pretty young. Never heard of him. Didn't know that they had taekwondo in the Olympic Games. That's news to me.
Judo is what Ronda Rousey did, right?
I know judo. Yeah, that's where you throw the people.
Yeah. Next, probably the most famous on the list.
Yep.
Still never heard of her until she died. Coco Lee, a apparently famous singer, songwriter.
Yes.
Died at 48. Sadly of suicide.
Took her own life. Very sad.
Very sad.
I believe she was the voice of Mulan, the Disney princess Mulan, a movie that I've never seen.
No, never seen it.
Yep. All right.
Next up, we have Mr. Rick Froberg, who maybe you have heard of, Brian. He's a San Diego guy. Started out with the band Pitchfork and moved into the Hot Snakes. Passed away at 55.
I haven't heard of him, but I know the bands that he was in, and they're all good bands. Drive Like Jehu, Hot Snakes. That's some hot rock and roll from Southern California. Very sad. 55 years old.
And then finally, we cap it off with the founding guitarist in Journey, George Tickner. So somewhat famous. He passed away this week at 76.
Yeah.
I still never heard of him.
Never heard of him. And I got to be honest. I'm I don't know who asked for this resurgence of Journey, but it's gone on long enough. Like, I feel like everywhere I go, I'm getting Journey shoved up my ass. Like, I'm familiar. I know the songs. I've heard them.
Right. You know, we're all familiar.
Yeah, we're familiar. Like, what was it? Steve Perry. The guy could sing. He had a great voice. Okay. Understood. Now they got a Filipino guy that sounds just like him, but doesn't have the charisma. I'm good with it. I don't need Journey cover bands at every bar. I don't need Journey being played on every jukebox everywhere. I don't need it in every commercial. I've heard it. I'm done with it. No more Journey.
Yeah, I've had enough Journey as well. I think it may have been made popularized by the show Glee, which started in the mid-2000s. A tough watch. A tough watch, unless you're doing it for Poon. Which I am ashamed to say that I may have done at one point. But that being said, they may have popularized Journey, but that show ended a long time ago.
Yes.
It's time for Journey to end too. The journey has to end somewhere.
Yes. I would like to say that I've never, because I never would purposely watch Glee, but I do recall it coming on after a Super Bowl one time and me just kind of being too drunk to get off the couch to reach for the remote or whatever, and Glee just kind of played for a while. So much worse than what I was picturing. So much worse.
Yeah.
Much worse.
It was a real tough watch. Like, unless you were guaranteed something afterwards.
Yeah.
That was a little better. But, like, that's a tough payoff.
I get it.
A tough payoff for that hour.
I used to watch Melrose Place every Monday night. I didn't like Melrose Place, but somebody I knew loved it. And so I would endure an episode of Melrose Place for a person that was interested in it, because
so you could endure something later,
right? Hopefully.
Right.
Okay. Let's talk.
That's it for the deaths.
Oh, awesome. Let's talk. Great job. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Beautiful vocal stylings of the great Rights of Bill, who I'm not certain is still a listener of this show, but he made some fantastic songs for us, and we do appreciate it.
We love that people did stuff for us, and we miss them. We miss them very much. Come on back, Bill.
That's true. Is Rights of Bill one of your many Twitter beefs? Because you have many.
No, he's not one of my Twitter beefs. We simply no longer follow each other anymore.
But
he unfollowed me at one point, and I'd had him muted for like 2 or 3 years at that point, so...
Fair.
Didn't really faze me.
It's a mutual unfollowing. Understood. I almost said Ed. Dola, what happened this week in the world of sports? What are you, big sports guy? Gambler?
Huge sports guy.
It's got to be a huge bummer for you, because there's nothing to gamble on right now.
Right. Well, especially because I'd never bet on baseball.
Yeah.
Because nobody actually watches baseball. Yeah. So first, we have Victor Wayamba, the Stars' new...
Very close. Pronounce his name again for me.
Wayamba.
Very close.
Wayamba?
I believe it's Wembanyama. Wembanyama.
Victor Wembanyama apparently had an incident this week with Britney Spears.
Yes.
Where she tried to grab him, and when she tried to grab him, his security intervened.
Yeah.
And she ended up slapping herself in the face.
Yes. Yeah.
And it just became a big kerfluffle.
Yes. It was a big thing for some reason. And then you saw the video and you're like, oh, this is literally nothing. Nothing happened.
Right.
She ran up behind him, which is an insane choice on her part. But she's incredibly famous. She can do whatever she wants. Like, no one has ever asked her for her ID or her ticket or her wristband. She's Britney Spears. She goes where she wants, she does what she wants, And so it's not surprising to me that she would think she'd be able to run up behind somebody like that. And that, and the security just kind of slapped her hand. He didn't even look. He didn't know it was Britney Spears. He just slapped her hand away, and she ended up slapping herself in the face. But it's my understanding she wants an apology, right? Like, she's the one that's upset here.
Yeah, she does want an apology, even though she hit herself.
Yeah.
Right. And we're not going to make the, oh, hit me baby one more time joke, because that's been out there way too much. That's a little easy. But she already got an apology. The security guard went over during dinner and apologized to her and said, listen, I'm very sorry about that. I didn't know it was you.
Totally.
Apparently she apologized as well. But then it got to the police, and apparently now she wants another apology.
Stop.
I don't know.
Stop.
I don't know.
It's enough. It's enough. We've had our Britney Victor Wembanyama news cycle. It's come and gone. Now, he's 7'5", which is just so freaky.
It's absurd. It's French, isn't he?
Yes, and French. A 7'5" Frenchman? Get the fuck out of here.
He's got to be uncut.
I mean, yes, probably. He's, I imagine,
dirty most Frenchman.
You know, most people, there's the cutting of penises is way down. We're not cutting foreskins anymore like we used to. And I believe the of newborns, the uncut outnumber the cut these days, as it should be. There's no point in cutting foreskin. My foreskin is cut, but I prefer it weren't. You know, we should just have your dick be your dick.
You can use soap. You can keep it clean.
Yeah, just wash your dick.
Yeah. And a towel, and then you're fine.
Yeah.
You know, men have long been held to this standard where we have to get cut when we're born. I would say if women are allowed to have bangs, which are like a turtleneck for the forehead, men can have a turtleneck for the dick.
Of course. It makes sex feel better. You know, like, if you're cut, feel the tip of your dick right now. It's all dry. The head, the glands, it's all dry. Because there's none of that mucus that's supposed to be there that's inside of the uncut amongst us. So the uncut, they've a moist tip going there, and that's how it's supposed to be. You know, like,
did you just say moist?
Moist. It's
great. Goodness. Oh my goodness.
Yep.
Next up, we have Anthony Edwards signed a $260 million contract extension this week.
Yep.
And then he promptly came out on social media and announced that he, quote, doesn't want any new women hitting him up.
Smart.
Now that he's uber rich.
Smart. I'll be honest. I never heard of this guy. Anthony Edwards. Do they call him Goose?
They should.
This $260 million. Is he good? I thought Carl Anthony Towns was the good guy on the T-Wolves.
No, so having watched that series, because my Nuggets decimated them.
That's right.
I remember watching that in game four, the Timberwolves crowd was chanting, Wolves in seven.
Stop. Stop.
Wolves in seven.
Stop. That's pretty funny, actually.
And then they just got run out of the barn again in game five, and the series was over.
Nice.
Anthony Edwards is a pretty solid player for them. I don't know that he's a $260 million player.
But you got to give it to him.
You know, but I mean, he probably took the message and saw what was happening with Zion Williamson getting extorted by his porn star.
That's right.
He's gonna stick to the porn stars and hookers that he already knows,
right.
And he doesn't want any new ones coming out of the woodwork, which I think is smart.
Smart, very smart. There's a clip. Let's see what he says.
Hey, all you females who think y'all finna come up off a nigga from signing the contract.
Whoa, easy.
She's the only one.
Hard R.
He's got a lady.
Oh.
Boy, don't
laugh. She the only one that's coming.
That's
up
his dog.
And she new to the table. So I'm a little green for her. Everybody else, the light is the same color as my damn jacket. Hey, you talking about? You feel me?
There's no clue what he's talking about. Well, good for him. He's already got a lady. He's true to his lady.
Well,
smart. Smart.
Probably not.
Good. Well, he's saying he is. I take him at his word. I never heard of the guy before now. And hopefully they call him Goose. That should be his nickname, Goose.
He's a professional athlete with a $260 million contract. Yeah. There's no way he doesn't have an arrangement.
He's got a lot of options.
Right? A lot of options.
Just don't embarrass me. You know, you wear a rub and, you know, wrap it up.
Pull out.
And don't embarrass me. You know, keep it, what's the word I'm looking for? Not confidential. Discreet. Be discreet.
Discreet.
Be discreet.
Keep it on the down low.
Yeah, don't have
it. Nobody has to know.
Don't have a Mariah Mills situation like Zion Williamson.
Right. You don't need to be getting blasted all over Twitter. No, you need to be doing some blasts.
As somebody who's lived it, I can tell you, you don't want that. It's not fun.
No. Next up, we have LeBron James ticket fiasco here. So, LeBron, your boy LeBron.
Not a fan.
Your guy. Not big fan. Lakers fan, Brian Beckner.
Yep.
Your guy LeBron.
I'm a big Lakers fan, that's true.
Who's retooling the Lakers again this year to be marginal.
No, he's not a true Laker. And the reason that the Lakers will probably be good is because they stop letting him be the GM. This Rob Pelinka, he's got a system going here. And you know what I notice him doing is he'll pick up guys that were high draft, that are lottery guys, like Rui Hachimura. Also, they just got some other guy, center from Cleveland, that was a lottery guy. He picks up, what's his name? D'Angelo Russell, lottery guy. He picks up these lottery guys that are like, they're sort of down on their luck. People are down on them. So he gets them on the cheap. He's exploiting market inefficiencies, which is, you know, the way Andrew Friedman does it with the Dodgers. It's kind of interesting. Once they took LeBron out of the GM's chair, they started to win. I like it.
Yeah, a lot of systems going on there. You got Rob Pelinka's system. Yeah. You got LeBron James's hair system.
Blue on system.
Right. I will still never forget his plugs falling out in the middle of a game, which was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I think he has like a tape on type system where they put like a piece of double-sided tape across his forehead with little bits of stubble glued to it. And what happened is he got all hot and sweaty and he had the headband on and he like pushed and the tape kind of like bunched up in the front of his head. Just shave it. Just shave your head. Great looking guy. Yeah.
Get an honest haircut.
Honest haircut, buddy. What's going on with him?
Yeah. So anyway, a few fans have kept their tickets from the game where he set the NBA all-time scoring record.
Who cares?
You know, the one where he pretended to be friends with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and all that bullshit.
Yes, that was so fake.
And so apparently this one fan has a $92 ticket stub and is now putting it on an auction site. And quote-unquote experts say it could fetch up to $5,000 for a fucking ticket stub.
No. No way. Do you know what he's going to do? He's going to buy it himself and act like somebody bid it up. You know, that's the move. Or it's a money laundering situation where people go, oh, I spent, you know, X dollars on a ticket when really they didn't spend anything on it.
Right. Just like with cars.
Exactly. Yeah. Like bring a trailer thing. I used to, or maybe there's a thing called shill bidding. And I know this because I used to have some buddies that worked at for a clothing company. And they would get this clothing company was known for their limited edition stuff. So they would get, they got first dibs on limited edition before it went out to boutiques or whatever. And they would put that limited edition stuff on eBay because it was really popular in Japan and people would just want to buy it up. But what they would do is they would make fake eBay accounts of their own and they would bid on their own items to try to drive the price up.
Of course.
And it was an effective strategy.
Smart.
And this is what LeBron James is doing. No one's paying $5,000 for somebody's used ticket. Get the fuck out of here. What's the point? You weren't even at the game. You're at the game, that's one thing.
Yeah, it's useless memorabilia. It's the equivalent of an adult taking their glove with them to a baseball
game. Totally.
It's stupid.
100%.
Next up, we have Dave Martinez fucks with Ellie.
Ellie De La Cruz, yeah.
Eli?
Ellie.
Are we sure?
Positive.
I'm going to go Eli.
100%.
Eli De La Cruz, he fucks with Eli De La Cruz and immediately finds out. Now, I don't know if you saw this week, Brian.
Yep.
But not only did he hit this nice home run and have a few antics after that, but he also stole, I believe, three bases?
Yes, yeah. Not in the same game. Yeah, yeah. He stole second, and then he stole third, and then the pitcher was like pouting about it, and he was like all pissed off, and then he just kept on running. and he stole right, he home.
Immediately stole home and third on the same play. It was amazing.
He's a phenom. Now this what happened in this game is this he Dave Martinez tried to fucking play some like old school gamesmanship, and he asked the umpires to check his bat. I don't know what he was like. Is it corked? You think they still do that? Cork bats? And also, who gives a fuck?
Right.
Who fucking cares if they do? He hits 450 foot home runs. If it weren't corked, would he hit 430 foot home runs? Who fucking cares? But so then he's like, hey, umpire, check the bat. And then the umpire checked the bat and they're like, yeah, what the fuck? Like, it's fine. Then Ellie De La Cruz hit a home run and he turned to the dugout and like offered them to look at his bat, which is kind of badass. And then listen, and here's a clip. Dave Martinez sounded like a huge bitch.
I've never seen them wear before. I don't know what's going on with it, but and they checked it and they came back and said that, you know, it was legal. And I said, I'm good. You know, no big deal.
Is that the kind of thing that at some point you feel the need to mention that to David Bell, your side of it, or do you feel like what happened tonight is fine?
I think they understand. I hope they understand. I mean, you know, I play with Freddie. You know, Freddie knows I'm not trying to penalize this kid. I'm not. I mean, I love the way he plays the game. I don't like his antics. You know, after
I don't like his antics.
What a little bitch.
You don't like his antics. Tell your pitcher not to groove one to him.
Right.
That's the way to deal with that. Yes, exactly. And here's Dave. I believe he used to be called Davey. Now he's called Dave Martinez. Was he a Davey? I don't remember. He was definitely a player.
Imagine calling yourself Davey.
Yeah, Davey. There's a the manager of the Phillies is called Rob Thompson. But when he was a second baseman for the San Francisco Giants, he was called Robbie Thompson. You can just be Robbie and then I'm Rob now. You've always been Robbie.
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
No, just stick with one name. Like, how are people going to recognize you?
Exactly. That's your brand. Now, here's Dave Martinez's fuck up. You never ask a question that you don't already know the answer to. Remember the OJ trial? Chris Darden? He's like, hey, let's have him try on the glove. Fucking huge tactical error. If you don't know that the glove's going to go on seamlessly, you fucking stay away from it. You don't know the answer to the question. Don't ask it.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, in the 1993 NHL Finals, Marty McSorley scored a goal. I think it might have put the Kings up 3-2 over the Le Bleu Blanc Rouge. Les Habitants, the Montreal Canadiens.
Oh, there you go.
He scores.
Yeah, game one.
It was game two. He scores the goal. Kings won game one. He scores the goal to put him ahead in game two. And the Bleu Blanc Rouge, the Les Habitants coach, I believe his name was Jacques Demers.
Oh, yeah. Jacques Demers.
Yeah, Jacques Demers. He called the referee over to measure the curve of McSorley's stick.
A rule that no longer exists.
Right. And you know he knew. He knew he was playing with the curved stick, and he was waiting. And if he scores a goal, I'm going to have him measure the stick. He could tell by looking. So he knew the answer to the question. Goal comes off the board. Canadians go on to win that game, and then three more in a row. Patty Waugh stood on his head. Kings got fucked.
My guy, Patty Waugh.
Also, by the
way, Colorado Avalanche legend, Patrick Waugh.
Great goaltender. Look. It later came out. We later learned that Jacques Demers couldn't read, which is kind of like, you know, it's like, I don't know what to do with that, because it's pretty impressive that he knew how to do the curved stick thing despite the fact that he didn't know what letters made up words. But still, it's also kind of funny that he couldn't read. So fuck Dave Martinez.
Right.
He sounds like a bitch. What
next
else?
Next up. Yep. Next up, we have our old friend, Katie Shady's guy, Bobby Huggins. Bob Huggins.
Yeah. UC, University of Cincinnati. Then he's the West Virginia coach. Was he coached somewhere else in between there?
No, I don't know that he was. Was he?
I don't know. He's one of these guys that he, well, one, he looks like a coach, but also right. he looks like a fucking drunk. And what's going on with him this week?
It, well, if you look at that picture, Brian, he looks like a cross between Larry Bird and Alec Baldwin.
Wow. That's Alec Baldwin's very good looking.
Right. But like, he looks like a, like boozed up, very plump, very bloated Alec Baldwin, yes, and then Larry Bird.
Yeah.
Like he hasn't been drained by his lady. Right.
Yes. Yes.
So Bobby boy. Recently
I kind of see it. I see what you're saying. Yeah. You're actually right. That is, I mean, I see both guys, which is interesting because Alec Baldwin's very beautiful and Larry Bird's very ugly. And he kind of does look like both. I see it.
Yeah. Now, for those who don't know, Bob Huggins recently got a DUI.
That's right.
And I don't mean just like a normal DUI,
yeah.
like a super DUI.
Yeah.
He was what, three times above the legal limit, I believe?
Yeah, he was 0.2 something, yeah.
Beer cans in the car with him.
Fuck yeah.
And so the next day, he resigned. Or he says he never resigned, and his attorney claims that he never resigned, and he wants his job back. And Brian, the question I have to ask you is,
yes.
Was Bob Huggins drunk when he resigned?
Never resign. Never quit. Make them make you quit. Then you get all your money. He probably thought he could quit and still get all his money. And now his lawyer's like, oh, no, if you quit, you don't get your money. And he's like, what? He's like, I unquit. This is yeah. a George Costanza move.
Right. I retract my resignation.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if that's how it works, old Huggy Bear.
I unresigned. And they probably wouldn't have fired him anyway, honestly. Like, it was pretty embarrassing because it came on the heels of him saying the F slur a couple times on the right. radio. But this is yeah, Morgantown.
They're just going to sweep it under the rug. Yeah. It's just going to be swept under the rug. Yeah. That's the West Virginia way.
Yeah, there's no right? rules just there.
Cover it up with some coal.
That's right. That's exactly. And just... Take a couple Vicodin and you'll be fine.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I think Bob had to be drunk when he resigned and he probably doesn't remember yeah. doing it.
Good call.
He probably got, here's what happened. He got the DUI.
Yep.
They took him to jail. He bonded out
yep.
and he said, you know, I need a drink.
Of course.
This is straight to a bar. Yeah. I need to kick back at least 8 Coors Lights.
That's for sure.
Put up Travis Rogers.
Yep.
And then, hey, then he resigned or didn't. I don't know.
Right.
I think he probably did.
Well, they need him. You know, it's just college basketball needs Bob Huggins. He's like Bobby Knight. Did Bobby Knight die? I don't feel like we RIP'd Bobby Knight.
Yeah, I think he's still alive. I think he's just irrelevant now.
I think he's in bad shape, though. I think I heard that he was unwell and
probably has
close to death.
Cirrhosis.
Yep, could be.
Of the liver.
Could be.
All right, next up. And everybody's going to love this. A yes. Washington soccer team
yes.
called Washington Square FC has been sponsored by the porn site RedTube.
Fantastic.
An amazing idea.
Fantastic.
Some clubs in Europe have tried this. One tried to get sponsored by Pornhub, and regulators denied it. But here in the United States, where we have freedoms,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know why Americans don't knock, Brian? This freedom rings.
Oh, but we do knock.
I knock. That doesn't matter.
I come to your door and knock on it.
Oh. Right. Oh. Yeah, nobody actually uses the doorbell.
Oh.
I digress.
Okay.
Yes. So, Brian.
Yeah.
If you were going to have a soccer team, which soccer is an awful sport.
Right.
I have so many people on my timeline that like soccer.
So boring.
It's a disgrace.
So boring.
But if you were going to have a soccer team sponsored by a porn site, which site would it be?
Oh, that's easy. UGIS. I'm a UGIS man. I love UGIS.
They'd be the...
Because of the name.
It'd be the California Jizzes?
Yeah. No, UGIS. It's like YouTube, but instead of tube, it's Jizz. UGIS. And yeah, it'd be the California Spunk.
The California Spunk. There yeah. you go.
The California Load. There's a million ways you could go.
California Load.
Look,
the California Ropes.
These sponsorships are hard to get. And I see these... You know, NBA teams have their jerseys are sponsored now. The fucking Lakers are sponsored by something called Wish, which I think is like one of those websites where people are like, I got an iPad for 39 cents. It's like some kind of scam right. thing. We're like, what the fuck is Wish? That's embarrassing. I've seen Bibby Go. What the fuck is that?
No
Disgusting.
Idea. Disgusting. I don't fuck with any of those sites.
Right.
I just Like, I go, and if it's a good deal, I buy it. Or, like, I do Prime Day.
Yes.
Like, yeah. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Like, we'll do that.
Sure.
I'm not going to Wish. I'm not going
Never.
To
embarrassing.
Any of these sites.
No.
Yeah, fuck off with all that.
Yeah, but I'll go to UJIS. Right. Now, this I'm reminded of something.
Oh.
That Uh-oh. When I was, when one of my oldest kid was little, he was probably like 7, he was playing soccer. And I saw that the Arco Arena in Sacramento, whatever it was called at the time, it got a new naming sponsor. And the naming sponsor, tell me if you remember these. It was one of those companies that made those wristbands that helped you keep your balance. Do you remember this? They were hawking this like snake oil.
Yes.
Where if you put a wristband on your wrist, you would have better balance. And they would do like a parlor trick. People would go into a mall and they'd go try one of these wristbands. And then they'd try to push you off balance. And you'd be like, oh my God, I didn't lose my balance. And I remember they bought the sponsorship to the Arco Arena, this wristband company. And some kid on my son's soccer team, his dad was the fucking CEO of that company. Yeah. And I'm like, what kind of I thought he was a pretty nice guy, but I'm like, what kind of a fucking scumbag are you that you're trying? Right. It was literally a rubber strap that you put around your wrist that they claimed had magic powers. And not long after that, they were, you know, sued, of course, for all their false claims and put out of business. But there were multiple companies at the time that were trying to sell people on being able to balance them by putting a thing on their wrist. I wish I could remember what it was called.
It's much like this snake oil Tommy Copper and their spokesperson, Christopher Maloney.
Oh,
who is the
Zaddy?
Chris Maloney.
Christopher Maloney?
Yeah. He used to be on SVU.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's on his own little show again.
He was sucking a lot of dicks on Oz.
Right.
He was the tough gay guy on Oz.
Right.
Wait, he's slinging copper wristbands?
Oh, he's slinging copper bodywear now, like everything infused with copper. And the whole idea is that, like, he's old as fucking dirt now. He's in his 60s or almost 60. Like,
he's a zaddy.
Yeah. And they sell this shit with, I've got copper infused back support. So now I can film these tough scenes and I can play basketball. Fuck off.
Well, that begs the question, Dola. Wait, hold on. I got to switch boards. Fuck.
Multiple Hold on. Boards.
I could do it. Wait. Oh, right here.
How fucking rich is this guy? I can't figure it out. I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion? Or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
This is exciting. Not everybody gets to do this, Dola.
I'm excited. I'm ready.
Very exciting. Tell me, Dolomite D, Christopher Maloney, he was, like you said, he was on SVU. That's fucking big dough.
Residuals.
I don't know how many seasons he was on there, but he was on there a while.
About 15.
He's a zaddy. He's fucking handsome. He's got a shaved head. He's way too rich to be selling copper fucking health minerals or whatever it is. I need to know, Dola, how fucking rich is Christopher Maloney?
I'm going to guess he looks like somebody who might be a little irresponsible with his money.
Oh, interesting.
Right? Like, he's probably invested in Tommy Copper. Likely. So I'm going to guess his value is somewhere between 40 and 45 million.
Very close. 30 million, which seems low.
It does.
Even with bad investments.
He's made some real bad decisions.
Likely. Maybe he's got some divorces.
Divorces
will do that. Yeah. Born April 2nd, 1961, which makes him 62 years old. 60. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, 62.
Bad look. Bad look, Christopher Maloney.
Real bad look.
Yep.
All right. Next, we have something that is formerly near and dear to my heart. The World Gravy Wrestling Championship just occurred, Brian.
No, this isn't real. And
the most shocking thing about this is that it was not held in the United States.
Unbelievable.
Like, Gravy Central. So many delicious gravies. Cream gravy, like beef gravy.
Oh, yeah. It's
chicken gravy.
Giblet gravy.
Like all kinds of various gravies you can make.
Oh, yeah.
But this isn't going to be held here. No, sir. It was held in the United Kingdom.
Well, they're gravy.
100
people
squared off. 1,200 spectators showed up to watch this fuckery. And apparently, these bastards just wrestled in gravy for a couple hours.
Disgusting. The smells. I'm not into, and this is a Jay Stu thing, and he talks about it on the Bachelor's back in season, by the way, guys. Check out the Bachelor Lifestyle podcast I do with Jason Stewart. Jason Stewart hates when they do like, they're like, hey, we're going to have a sushi buffet, but the sushi is going to be on top of super hot nude models.
Oh, no.
And I got to agree with him. I don't like food being served off people's bodies. I don't like coming into contact with any foodstuffs in not a consumption capacity. Like I'm not like rolling around in gravy or fucking jello or, you know, like when they're like, oh, it's so sexy. We got out the whipped cream and chocolate sauce. Disgusting.
Awful.
Disgusting. I hate that. I hate gravy wrestling. I hate any use of food for not its intended purpose consuming.
No, I'm right there with you. Couldn't agree more. I had a former flame that wanted to try that, and I was like, no, I'm not into it.
Denver porno actress Zoe Portland?
I don't know who that is.
Oh,
I'm familiar.
Do
some research, people. Yep. Zoe Portland. Yep. Do some research. We'll discuss the next time I'm on.
Yes, you had you dated a woman that wanted to spice things up with the whipped cream. You ever smell dried whipped cream? It's milk. It's dried rotten milk when it dries. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's awful. I don't need chocolate. I don't need whipped cream. I'll just get down with what's available, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, totally agree. Let's find our own way. Let's take our own journey here without the use of disgusting Hershey's chocolate sauce.
Oh my goodness.
Disgusting.
All right. Next up, we have another completely disgusting, deplorable story. And I had honestly hoped this would be canceled. And unfortunately, it was only rain delayed. But your guy, Joey Chestnut, has won his 16th consecutive Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. And Brian, the question I have to ask is, how is nobody fucking culled this or him?
Yeah.
Like, why is this still happening? It's 2023. Not to date this and not to make this unlistenable in a couple years, but it's 2023.
Sure.
Why are we still doing this bullshit? Who wants to see this dude shove wet hot dogs down his mouth?
It's so fucking disgusting. And it needs to be said, because obviously I'm a Kobayashi guy. Kobayashi, as disgusting as it is, he pioneered this method. He's basically the Dick Fosbury of the hot dog eating contest.
People.
He's the one that figured out if you just take the two wieners out of the bun and consume them typewriter style, two at a time, all you got to do is dip the buns in water. Disgusting.
Horrifying. Like, the thing you like about a hot dog, right? Thinking about a hot dog, the thing I like about a hot dog, like you get an all beef hot dog, right?
Yep.
Put some mustard on there.
Fuck yeah.
Some onions.
Yep.
Right? Or alternatively, a little chili.
Yep.
Some onions and some cheese.
Fantastic.
And that's about it. Like, otherwise, you're fucking up a hot dog.
Yeah. Don't come throw a little relish. Throw a little relish on there.
Like pickle relish, not like bread and butter relish. We're not talking sweet.
Either's fine. Just a little bit. Throw some jalapenos on there, pickled jalapenos.
Okay, I could go with jalapenos. I can get with that.
But don't
come at me with ketchup.
No, never.
Like a fucking child.
Hold on. Never. Please. You're not talking to a woman or an 8-year-old over here. Here's a controversial item that I use on a hot dog. And you're not going to get it. It's not one of the regular condiments that you see. So this is basically if you're doing a home dog.
Okay.
Throw a handful of shredded cheese on top of that sucker.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
A little mustard.
little onion, a little relish, a few pickled jalapenos, a little shredded cheese, and go to town.
Delicious.
And toast that bun. Throw that bun on the grill for a minute.
Put on the flat top.
Yes.
A little butter.
Yes. Let it crisp up a little bit so it's not soggy like the Kobayashi ones. So Kobayashi, he pioneered this method. All these guys should pay him a royalty. But why are we dealing with this Joey Chestnut still? He's so repulsive. And I don't watch. Of course, I saw it was canceled. I was only sad because there wouldn't be a chance for Joey Chestnut to choke to death on a dog. But then I saw they had it anyway, and he ate fucking 60-something or whatever.
Can we do a how fucking rich is this guy on Joey Chestnut?
Yes, of course.
I have not looked it up. Please look it up. I want to take a guess because I guarantee it's devastatingly low.
There's no way. I said this on Travis Rogers' show one time. He's the first you see Joey Chestnut when he unseated my guy, Kobayashi. They list their occupations on the crawl. And his occupation was like engineering student.
Oh no.
And then like 8 years later, I saw it again and his occupation was still engineering student. So that's what I know about Joey Chestnut, but it's definitely worth looking up.
Oh. How fucking rich is this guy? I can't figure it out. I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
Joey Chestnut. Stupid name, by the way. He's so hideous, too, just to look at.
No, he's an ugly man.
Ugly man. It's a horrible skill, if you want to call it that. What I was going to say is, I don't watch this stupid thing. I avoid it.
No.
Then me and my lady are at sushi last week, and there's TVs at the sushi. It's how come you can't go to any restaurant that doesn't have TVs anymore? I don't want that. You're naturally, your gaze goes to a screen if there's one lit up, and I look up and it's ESPN and they're replaying the fucking hot dog eating contest. So disgusting. He's there. He's dipping the buns. Hideous.
How is that on ESPN? Shouldn't that be like a YouTube special?
I know. Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
What are you guessing his net worth is?
$350,000.
Holy shit. Well, hold on. Salary. I want net. Oh, no way.
There's no way he's worth more than $350,000.
$4 million. All the guy does is $4 million, it says.
Fuck off. $4 million?
It says he makes $23,000 a month.
Doing what?
Doing what?
Deep-throating footlongs?
Exactly. What the fuck?
He needs to open an OnlyFans or something if he's making that much.
Holy shit.
What a scourge on our fucking nation.
So depressing.
So depressing.
Really going to bum me out for quite a while. Fuck Joey Chestnut. Fuck the hot dog eating contest. All that. Long live Kobayashi, wherever he is.
Yes. All right. The final sports story for this week. And this is apropos. Because you know that I hate all things about the ocean.
That's true.
I don't fuck with the ocean.
Yeah.
I don't want the ocean to fuck with me.
Yep.
But constant fuck up Brittany Mahomes.
Oh, disgusting.
Once again under fire. This time, not having anything to do with Jackson.
Yeah.
Instead, for a play date with a dolphin. She willingly got into a pool or some kind of refuge or something like that and fucking hugged on and kissed a dolphin, which to me is terrifying. And hopefully it didn't rape her, because as everybody knows, dolphins are the most rapacious animal after humans.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're almost as smart. They might be smarter than a human. We don't know. We don't understand their language.
Right.
They're pretty smart.
Bri, have to ask.
Yep.
Well, two things. First, before you see Brittany speak, she's not unattractive. Right? Before, like, you hear her speak and she does her deal, she's not unattractive.
She looks a little off. You know, like...
Oh, yeah.
I don't find her attractive. She's definitely not hot enough to be an NFL quarterback's wife.
Right.
She's not hot enough to be on The Bachelor, in my opinion. She doesn't do it for me at all. She looks a little off. She's just not, you know, it's, you know how like, well, not these days, but back in the day, you know, porno chicks, take for instance, Zoe Portland, Denver MILF porno actress, Zoe Portland. You know how they're okay, but then they take their clothes off and they're pretty hot. But you know, like in the grill, they're a little tough. Mm-hmm. She's like that. She's like porn. She probably looks pretty good naked, but
a lot of teeth.
Yeah, she doesn't do it for me. She doesn't work for me. And look, how do people not know that these are captive creatures? They're in jail. These dolphins,
right?
Like you don't pose with a dolphin.
They're imprisoned. Yes. They're imprisoned.
Yes, they're stolen from the sea, and put in a pool, a swimming pool, to perform for idiots. Like Brittany Mahomes, she deserves everything she gets for this.
I couldn't agree more. You know, you speak about captivity. This is right in my alley, my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
You know, we take orcas into captivity.
Well, we don't.
The smartest creatures in the sea, possibly the smartest creatures on the planet.
Yep.
And you look at the repercussions.
Yeah.
Now they're fucking sinking boats.
Yeah.
They're coming after people.
Teaming up.
You can't see a post about a boat without somebody saying,
yep,
we're going to need a bigger orca now.
Yeah,
it's true. Also makes me think of Jaws.
Great guy.
Big fan of yours.
Jaws, great guy.
Fan of yours. Red Circle subscriber.
Great guy. Jaws.
Second question is,
yep,
how long until Patrick finally wisens up,
yeah,
enacts that prenup,
yeah,
and extricates himself from this situation? He seems to have extricated himself from Jackson.
Yeah.
Now he can extricate himself from Brittany. And then he'll go on and win another 5 Super Bowls, right?
Yeah, he's got to wear some of this because, like, he seems like a good dude. I'm not sure what's going on with the voice, but he's a fucking great player. I mean, he's un-fucking believable, and he seems like a nice guy. But look, I don't want to be crass here, but my man's got a weak pimp hand. Like, he needs to get this woman in line. She's embarrassing him day after day, night after night. That is not a good look.
Yeah, I would say Patrick's an okay guy, but then you hear about things like he eats ketchup on steak.
Oh, that's awful. No one does that. No one does that.
Well, ketchup Patrick on steak. Does. It's documented. Patrick does that. Like, he's almost up there with Aaron Rodgers as a bad guy just for that.
Wow. Yeah, that is kind of tough. I mean, Russell Wilson's the worst, though. Russell Wilson definitely puts ketchup on steak.
Oh, Russell Wilson likes to put a lot of things on a lot of things, but none of them are Ciara.
That's true. That's a good point. Okay, let's do some voicemails.
Let's do it.
It's voicemail time. Oh, here we go.
My favorite song.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel
in Gardena.
Poor Ish. I miss my guy Ish. I wish Chris, guitar player, and
you.
TFP hadn't bullied him off of Twitter.
And you.
I had nothing to do.
You were involved in that, the bullying of Ish.
This is fake.
Poor Ish.
This is not true. I had very little to do with that. I didn't pick on Ish more than anybody else. That was guitar player Chris and TFP.
Well, agree to disagree.
But good for them.
Come back to the show, Ish. I mean, you don't. I know you can't send your weirdly sexual emails and voicemail. I don't think he voicemailed ever.
No need to come back, Ish.
Come on back, Ish. Let's do quite a few voicemails. It's almost like somebody might have solicited some voicemails this week. Always appreciated, though.
Well, there's always a big response when I come on.
That's true. Let's check in with the people.
Yo, B, what up?
Oh, LSU.
Yeah, hey, just listening to this past week's episode with you and Ed, and I hope Ed has a good vacation. But I guess first off, I want to give some T's and P's to my boy Dola. I'm glad it's not R.I.P. Dola and instead T&P Dola, so that's good.
Thank you.
I had a question about my friend Dola, though. You had mentioned his surgery, and I was under the impression that it was plastic surgery so he could look more like Guy Fieri.
Oh, wow, that'd be amazing.
But
it's aggressive.
You dropped a little nugget during the episode about dick implant surgery.
That's right.
So, you know, connecting the dots, I assumed it was Dola having dick implant surgery. But now I'm not sure if it's that or if it's the Guy Fieri plastic surgery or if it's possibly both, which is what I'm really hoping for. So I was hoping you could reach out to Dola and find out and get some information for us. Appreciate it, bud.
So, Dola, clear the air here. Just have you had your... Because people are saying this, and I've heard it around.
Aggressive.
Have you had your dick enlarged? Yes or no?
The sad truth is that I did not have my dick enlarged. What I did is actually have a second dick installed.
Oh, wow.
Right. Because
personal DP guy.
Yes. I want to be
one
able
man DP
to fully service the lady I'm with.
Oh, wow.
At any time, in any position.
What a guy.
In multiple ways.
What a guy.
So I did this for the ladies. I got a second dick for the
nice,
ladies.
Nice.
Now, it may be massive.
Good size.
As you know, Brian, Lala has donated his dick to science because he's had so much sex.
He's forgotten how much sex he's had.
He's forgotten how much sex he's had. That's an actual quote of his.
Yep.
And so Lala has donated his dick to science. When he passes away, we're actually going to cut his dick off and dissect it.
Count the rings.
Count the number of rings like a tree to see the number of slays. We may have to we may have to use AI for this because I don't know if a person can count that high.
Right. Yes. The
but for me, no. I got a second dick installed so that I can further pleasure the ladies. I appreciate you checking out. Thank you for the well wishes.
Thank you for clearing that up. Here's another one.
Ballers. Let's shake and
Dave and disc.
Many.
Oh, boy. Is it in the backyard?
Yeah, hope you guys had a good weekend. Wanted to, first off, apologize for my showing yesterday. On the after show.
Oh, no.
Sober. I'm sorry. It'll never happen again. That's my bad.
Totally what's he apologizing for? Can you explain?
So, for this Friday's show, I was not the only sober one. Erica, Queen of the Bullies, was sober. She's always sober. She's pregnant.
Yep.
Then there was Disc, who is normally like pissed drunk, literally.
Yeah.
To the point where he's pissing all over his backyard or in his father-in-law's trash can or any number of places. That's kind of his claim to fame on the after show. But this week, Disc is dealing with a little bit of a medical issue. And so he had to come to the show sober.
Oh, no.
And we didn't hear a lot from Disc. He didn't say a whole lot. He didn't talk as much. So it was a little bit off this week when we didn't hear from the Disc we all know and love.
So that's why
he has a lot of kids, too. A lot of sex.
Yeah, a lot
of kids. Once fucked a whirlpool jet.
Yes. Yep. I've heard that.
Had a little bit of a health thing going on yesterday, but that was yesterday. This is today. So fuck it. I'm all in. Got a bit of an issue. Have to go tonight to a 50th birthday party. Quite the senior to me. And that's not the worst of it. Probably the best of it is that it's going to be at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano.
What
is
it? Local concert
and
hall.
The worst of it is I have to wear a Hawaiian shirt.
What's
I don't know
that?
If it's about the whole 50 thing. You know, we got to just officially throw in the towel and give up. And
well, I don't like themed birthdays, obviously.
No.
I think that's stupid. But there's nothing wrong
like
with
birthday parties.
Right.
I don't even like birthday parties.
Yeah,
I'm an adult. I don't need a birthday.
Right. There's nothing wrong with a floral shirt. I wear one pretty much every day.
When he says, when he says, I have to wear a Hawaiian shirt. No, you don't. Here's what you do. You show up. Oh, I couldn't find one.
Yep. No.
Okay.
I agree with that. Yeah. You don't have to participate.
ourselves to dress in Kirkland signature Hawaiian shirts. What up, Travis Rogers? And go the full, you know, parrot head the rest of our days. I'm bummed, man. I feel like I'm on the twilight now. I'm on the back nine.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, we'll talk to you next Friday. But despite the age, still rocking and firing tonight.
All right.
He never pulls out.
Disc likes to fuck. He's got a lot of kids. Good for him.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to pull out.
Yep. Okay, here's another one.
Hey, it's Ed. I am on
Ed Daly.
The beach in Malaga. It's like 170 degrees right now, Spain. But it's cool. There doesn't seem to be... whatever. I'm not getting any. I wanted to say that we don't have any major deaths, but hopefully Larry Nassar goes to the great beyond because he got shivved in the pokey today. And also, I wanted to brag that my niece is the one who broke the Northwestern hazing story. And hazing is weird, and it's
super gay. Sorry to cut you off, Ed.
No, it's really weird.
There's always a gay aspect to it. Yeah, it's super gay hazing. I don't like pranking. I don't like any of that kind of stuff. So, yeah. And congrats, your niece. Northwestern's great journalism school.
Guys, living out some weird gay fantasy, and I'm very proud that my niece broke the story, and hopefully hazing can go away. Hope all is well. Talk to you guys soon.
Yes. Thank you for that,
Thanks for checking in, Ed.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one.
Hey, Ed and Dola, Erica here.
Ed and Dola?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Ed's not even here.
Unbelievable.
What about you, Brian?
Right.
She's the queen of the bullies.
Unbelievable.
She's bullying you on your own show now.
Unbelievable.
It's crossed over from the stereo show onto the podcast.
I mean, they call me the other guy, so it tracks.
A.K.A. Captain Coffee, A.K.A. Queen of the Bullies. I go by many names. I'm a Red Circle subscriber, very active in the Friday stereo
That's
show.
True.
That's good.
But this is my first voicemail for the podcast.
Appreciate it.
It was high time this cherry was popped.
Whoa.
Anyway, have a great show. I can't wait to listen once it's posted.
Whew.
Aggressive. The dodecahedron cage match for Erica is going to step up to high gear now that she's made sexual overtones on the podcast.
Graphic language. We do not talk like that here.
You'll notice that she mentioned her Twitter handle so that all of the people listening can go out and find her now and ask her about her podcast, Jerry.
Remind me again, what's her, Cats and Coffee?
Cats and Coffee.
All right, follow Erica. Here's another one.
Hey, guys, Super Lee here.
Oh, great
guy. I just want to say I'm really excited to have Dola co-hosting. I think that is long overdue. And it gives me an opportunity to ask a question of him.
Okay.
No.
I got a fuck, marry, kill for you guys. And I want you to make sure, Dola, you're not just taking some snide answer and trying to prove that you're not a bully, but you're actually thinking about this. So the three for the fuck, marry, kill are orcas, Hitler, Guy Fieri. Of those, which are you fucking?
Wow.
And I imagine fucking a orca would be a lot like fucking Zoe Portland now. So
wow.
That.
Wow.
Hitler. Jesus. Guy Fieri. Thank you. I'll hang up and listen.
Hitler, bad guy.
Super Lee trying to work his way back onto the bullies list.
Bad guys.
Like, Super Lee really trying to work his way back onto the bullies list.
Bad guy.
Okay.
Fuck me. So, orcas, Hitler, Guy Fieri.
Okay, well, I'm obviously going to kill Hitler. Right?
Gotta kill Hitler. Bad guy.
Gotta kill Hitler. But God damn it. Okay. Yes.
Yep.
So I would marry orcas, and then I would immediately ghost them. I would fake my death and immediately ghost them so that I never had anything to do with them. The marriage would never consummate. Mm-hmm. The ceremony would need to be on like one of those SeaWorld platforms where the orca comes out. So I have the most mobility possible when I get near it.
Fair.
For the ceremony.
Fair.
And then I guess I'm going to have to fuck Guy Fieri, but you don't say what I have to fuck him with.
Fuck the shit out of him.
With a pineapple.
Oh.
And I'm going to take him to fucking Flavortown.
Unbelievable. The hatred of one of America's great philanthropists.
That's your guy. He was hanging out with Trump at the UFC fight this week.
Both my guys. Two of my guys hanging out. Fantastic. Okay, here's another one.
Ballers, Brian.
Stu.
I guess Stu. Dola. Hey, it's me. I had some stuffed meat stew. Okay, for those of us scoring at home. I had some stuff to say. I had this beautiful stream of conscience going on, but then I fucking forgot what it was because I didn't write it down.
Stoned again.
I got done. But I do have something even more interesting than that. Oh. I have a friend of mine and a friend of ours here to talk about things that are pertinent and relevant. And here you go.
Oh, boy.
What's up, gents? It's Nick of Timeliness from Houston.
Oh, it's a Coke.
I made my way up to Houston.
Combined call.
I reached out to Stu, said I'd have some leftover time, today being Monday.
Oh.
I came in to see Dead & Company at the Gorge.
I think you meant Seattle.
Unbelievable.
Oh, Dead & Co.
Amphitheater. What a setting. Went to both Friday and Saturday shows. What a way to send them off, for me at least. I don't know, it's probably about 50 shows from Dead.
Amazing.
From the Grateful Dead to just the Dead to Dead & Company.
Yep.
Wish you would have been there, Brian. The
I
time in the
that.
Pit was awesome.
I would have loved that.
You gentlemen have a great day. Peace.
Wonderful.
Other than that, that's
wow,
my
that's
contribution
great.
For the day because, you know, otherwise I'll ramble on, which is a different group, I think. Okay, you guys. Well, be cool, have fun, and always love your balls. Later.
Fantastic. Thank you, Stu and Nick of Timeliness.
Yeah. Now the podcast is getting tandem calls,
love
Brian.
It. I love that.
And also the Gorge, isn't that the home, essentially the home stage, home theater for your guy, Dave Matthews?
Is it? I didn't know that. I'm not a Dave Matthews guy. Everyone knows that.
Big fan of the song Crush.
Not a fan. That's jazz. Here's another one.
Hey guys, Super Lee calling back.
Super Lee again.
I was thinking about your question, Brian, about what to do with the Friday after show.
Oh yeah.
And I'm biased because I love everyone on there.
Me too.
It's just a great collection of personalities. I guess you'd call them all dick riders. At least your daughter would.
I wouldn't.
But I think the more you put out there, especially for the Red Circle people,
yes,
the more they can have.
Fair.
I mean, if they don't want it, they can delete it.
Fair.
Kind of like your commercials on your bonus fry that we're supposed to be getting.
That's right.
If you don't want to hear them, you just fast forward. Or if you're Darb, you call and bitch about them.
That's right.
But I think you just put it out there for those who want it, great. And if they don't want them, they can just skip them. Or
fair.
That episode.
Fair.
Love you guys.
Appreciate the input. Thanks, Lee.
Now, as the host of the after show,
that's right.
I would say it's a slippery slope because it
gets
often,
a little dicey.
It gets very, very dicey. Mm-hmm. Very dicey. And often there is oversharing that occurs due to the state of inebriation of at least 75% of the audience and or the hosts.
It's true.
It can be a tough post, so especially because lately we've been going almost 3 hours on some of those shows.
Yes. It might be that maybe
there's content.
Maybe I post my portion when I appear. I don't know.
Oh, there you go.
It's a long haul for people. I don't know. I don't want to spam people, but I want to give people more of what they want. So it's hard to know what to do. I'm still considering it. Okay. One last email or voicemail. Quite a few this week. Good job, guys. Thank you. Thanks
Fantastic.
To everybody that reached out.
Good participation.
Absolutely. Okay, here we go.
What's cracking, boys? Just real quick, wanted to give a huge shout.
Truth honk.
Truth honk.
Buddy of ours,
this is going to be offensive.
Got to be careful here.
Out to the incredible inmates at the federal lockup, Sumterville, Florida, for doing what really is God's work and stabbing the fuck out of Larry Nassar.
Yeah.
Now all they need is to get some of those, big dick jailbirds with the jail on the crank. Fuck the
whole. Okay, truth, buddy, come on. I love you, but that's we're not doing that. No, thank you.
I had a feeling that was going to happen.
Yes, thank you for that, though. Truth,
you can get more truth honk on this the Friday Stereo
that's
show.
That's right, Stereo. Download the Stereo app. Follow myself and Dolomite D. Okay, couple quick emails. Ballers, I'm just catching up on the episode from July 4th week after taking a little vacation to visit some of my East Coast family, ABC, BBD. On that vacation, I attended baseball games in both Pittsburgh and in Washington, D.C., where I continued one of my favorite nerdy traditions and scored the games. So imagine my surprise when this very topic was discussed on the episode. It's something I like to do, mostly because what I did with my dad when I went to games as a kid. And because it's a nice, cheap souvenir from the different ballparks I've been to. And let me tell you, I've got opinions on which ballparks have the best scorecards. I didn't know this was a thing. I do this while fully aware that I not only will be roasted by some people, but I will 100% deserve it. We've all got a few deals that fall into this category, like Brian's rings, and I guess this is mine. But a husband and wife both scoring a game alongside each other, that's just ridiculous. That's from Andy and Indy.
I couldn't deride him more. First off, baseball is a horrible game. You shouldn't be watching
it.
You should only attend it in person. It should never be on television.
Yep.
I'm a big fan of the pitch clock because it ends the game sooner, so they're on my TV less.
Yes.
So that you have an idea where I stand on baseball. But going to the game and then scoring it, that has to interfere with a lot of things like eating hot dogs, drinking beer, and looking at bras.
Yeah, you got to be in your seat the whole time to score the game.
Like
that's nearly impossible. Awful. Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Terrible.
I can't think of a thing that I would less want to do at a baseball game other than watch the baseball.
Yes, totally. Brian and Dola, happy to hear our guy Dola is recuperating well. I certainly hope all of his side effects have resolved. I'll spare you which side effects in particular, but for a hint, it starts with C and ends with constipation. Oh, we're not talking about that here.
It's aggressive, Ben.
I'm not aggressive. Yes, very.
Bad guy move.
I'm in team more content, so more solo Bri and more Friday after shows that are very rarely about the actual show posted for the heroes. Don't worry about clogging up our feed. We only listen to this podcast anyway. Though, as I think about it, there might be need to be a little policing of the after shows for Kobe jokes that will get us all canceled. Whatever, post them. Reviewing a list of celebrities supporting ocean conservation, I have a Daily's Choice for you and Dola, but a little different take. Instead of sneaking a peek, it would be a count the rings opportunity, names, and overall number of rings. Options are Leonardo DiCaprio, who has gone on record as saying, quote, honored to be part of the Our Ocean Conference. We must take action now before it's too late. Or Pierce Brosnan, who when asked why he is so committed to the cause, he explains that there is a pressing need to protect whales now since many, particularly killer whales, are on the verge of extinction. Keep it baller. That's from Ben906.
Baby's choice. It's a choice I made. Baby's choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Dola, Leonardo DiCaprio, you walk up to the urinal, Leonardo DiCaprio's at one side, at the other side is the beautiful Pierce Brosnan. Whose cock are you checking out?
Oh, Leo, for sure.
Oh,
I need to see what Leo's been working with, because he's only putting it to people 25 and under. If there was a celebrity out there who was the most like Telly, it would have to be Leo, because, Telly's only working 20 and under.
That's true.
Leo's only working probably 20, maybe even 23 and under. And then, like, once you hit 23,
he leaves them when he turns 25. When they turn 25.
Wall Street, Margot Robbie was maybe 24.
Yep.
And then, like, he was done with her right after.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he dated her.
No.
He was just in a movie with her.
I'm sure he fucked her.
Oh, maybe. I feel like he doesn't have much. So, for that reason, I'd probably check it out. Although, Pierce Brosnan's beautiful. Bond, Remington Steele. Because this guy's so smooth. Not Lexington Steel. He was in that that GoldenEye video game, classic NES Super Nintendo. So
I was amazing at that. The N64.
That's right.
GoldenEye.
Oh, N64, yeah.
You had to play as Odd Job, right? And you just tap the button up just a little so it was always a headshot.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk some not sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports, 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 non-sports. talking about the segment now. Non-sports segments.
Oh. Dolomite D, what is happening in the world of things that are not actually sports?
Well, Brian, we first have to start out with a possible cuckolding situation here. Oh. As former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and his wife have separated, but will maintain a co-residence and will date other people while living together.
Pretty weird. Pretty
after
weird.
29 years of marriage.
Yeah, pretty weird. Also weird to announce that.
Right.
Like weird to come out and say that, like, hey, my wife's going to be taking random dick in our marital home.
Right. Like, who got the master bedroom in the split? Kinda, like, they've split? Yeah. Who has the master bedroom?
They got to share it. It's her night or his night.
Is it a sock on the door kind of situation?
Do you think there's a chair in the corner of the bedroom?
No, I guarantee there's a chair in the corner. Bill's been in that chair before.
Viewing area? Wow.
Just I guarantee this he announced this because he wanted people to think it was his idea.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was definitely her idea. Yeah, I'm done with you.
He didn't want people to find out.
Right. He didn't want people to find out, so he got out in front of it. Trying to manage his political career. They're going to date other people. He's definitely being cucked, right, Brian?
Yeah, he's being cucked, definitely. Been cucked for sure. But different strokes, you know? If he's into that, go for it, buddy.
Next up, we have one of the big stories of the week. A passenger on a plane, of course, in Texas, went on a rant and held up a flight for 3 hours. Apparently a flight that Carrot Top was on, actually. Oh,
Scott Foley.
Yes, yeah. Carrot Top was on the flight and missed the fireworks because of this. The fireworks in Orlando because of this. Held up the flight, made everybody get off for three fucking hours.
This was a viral video. We should revisit because this chick seems a little off. And I have a, let's see if the video will play here. I have a theory here on this woman who's, if you haven't seen the video, it needs to be stated. This woman is not unattractive.
No, not unattractive at all. She's put together.
Quite fetching.
Yeah.
The video won't load for some reason. Could be the website. Hold on. Here we go. Let's try again. I'm on YouTube.
But I am telling you. Oh, here she is. Right now, that mother back there is not real. I'm telling you, I'm getting the off, and there's a reason why I'm getting the off. Yep. And everyone can either believe it or they cannot believe it. I don't give two fucks, but I am telling you right now, that mother back there is not real.
Not real.
Not real.
And you can sit on this plane and you can die with them or not.
Whoa.
I'm not going to.
Nope.
And there's a reason why I'm getting the
bye-bye.
Off, and everyone can either believe it or they cannot believe it.
Yeah.
I don't give two
I mean, look.
She's going through something.
She's pretty hot. She has a very expensive purse, I notice, at Goyard. And this is an edible situation. She went too heavy on the edible marijuana, and she's actually lost her mind. And that really, there is no worse place to be on edibles than the fuselage of a commercial jetliner. It actually gives me panic just thinking of it. And so she thought she saw somebody that was not real. I'm not sure what that means, but she's on one, and this is edibles. She's had too many edibles.
As somebody who has enjoyed edibles in the past, yep, I will say that there is they're a tricky thing because you have one and then it doesn't hit you and you're like, well, I'm going to have another one because this one hasn't hit me yet.
Yep.
And it's like an hour later, it doesn't hit you. And then the second that you eat the second one, the first one kicks in like a motherfucker.
Yep.
And then you've got that second one on board already. And then you're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
You're in big trouble.
And
she had like five.
Yeah. And it doesn't hit the same way as flour because you metabolize it differently through your liver versus through your lungs. And it's just a different feeling altogether. And it's not for me. I've done it. I've enjoyed it, but also I've not enjoyed it. And the times I don't enjoy it are not worth trying to enjoy it, if that makes sense. And so I never thought I saw not real people, but again, no. this chick's very hot. So we need to give her a pass.
Yeah. I can't say that I've ever hallucinated on a marijuana edible.
Nope.
But, I think that, I think she had way too much.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. So next we have a story about cocaine being found in the White House.
Yes.
And unfortunately, the link you provided me, Brian, does not have the
Yale. Well, we've all White heard House. It. We've all heard, yes, it. Everyone thinks it's Hunter Biden. Yeah.
Right. Everybody thinks it's Hunter. I don't think Hunter's been showing up at the White House lately. I think Pops is trying to keep him at arm's length right now. Yeah. I'm sure he's invited the family functions off-site. But I don't think Hunter's invited into the White House.
Plus, like he's a crack guy. He's not a powder cocaine guy. He likes crack. He likes to smoke crack. Right. A crack pipe.
That's true. And fuck his dead brother's wife.
That's right. And fuck his dead brother's wife. I mean, it's probably just somebody that works there. And also, who fucking cares?
Yeah, I just don't understand how people could think that Hunter did this, but who do we think did it? You know, former press secretary Jen Psaki, not unattractive.
Oh, uh-huh.
The redhead.
She doesn't work there anymore, though.
Well, she doesn't work there anymore.
Oh.
But I'm saying it could have been hers if it was a while back.
Oh,
but
fair.
I don't know. I don't keep up with the politics a whole lot now.
Same.
So I don't know who it could have been, but pretty sure it wasn't for Papa Joe because
that'd be a bad idea.
It'd probably kill him.
Yeah, likely.
Right?
Yep. He's teetering as it is. Yeah.
Next up,
mm-hmm.
we have former small-time Smallville actress Allison Mack was released from prison, having served 2 years, essentially, of a 3-year sentence for offering women up to a cult leader for grooming and sex.
Yeah, she was the honeypot. He'd send her out to bring him ladies to do sex to because he was in charge of the cult. Also, I think she branded herself with his brand. Like, what? How do these guys do this?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Imagine getting branded for any reason at all. Like, I'm going to stick you with this hot iron and put my mark on you for life. It's going to scar and you're going to be burned.
And they just couldn't wait to sex him. And she would just deliver him. She'd go
fresh fish.
Yeah. Find more women for him to sex.
Like, truly despicable. And she only got 2 years for it. Yeah. Apparently it was 2 years out of a 3-year sentence. Apparently because she was very crucial in the prosecution.
Cooperative.
Of the ringleader,
yeah.
Very cooperative.
Need that. You got to make deals.
But isn't that the problem, that she was so cooperative? She'll cooperate with anybody at this point.
That's true. But she was kind of a victim too, though, right? Because to get her to do what she did, he had to brainwash her as well, I guess.
Agreed. All right. Next up, JFK Jr. has apparently died.
I heard about this.
Again.
Yeah.
The followers of the QAnon cult think it's all part of the plan and that JFK Jr. is going to rise later, much like the South is going to rise again any day now.
I've heard that.
Any day, Brian. Like, they've been waiting. They've been planning any day. I digress. Apparently, JFK has died again.
Yeah, they thought he was, like, reincarnated or something, and then... But now the reincarnated version has died, I guess. I don't know. The real JFK Jr. was very handsome.
Very handsome. And he definitely would have been president by now.
Probably.
Likely. Like, he definitely would have been president if he hadn't essentially Kobe'd himself into the ocean.
That's right.
Right?
It was bad visibility that day.
Hard to think that anybody forced him to fly that plane, though, like Kobe that helicopter pilot to fly that helicopter.
Nobody was doing the Mamba mentality on John Jr.
No, not at all.
Yep.
All right. Next up, and this is a specifically requested story from several of our listeners.
Oh, fantastic.
A fifth case of HIV has now been linked to vampire facials offered at a New Mexico medical spa. And wow. Brian, I have to ask, one, what is a vampire facial? And two, it involves jizz, right?
I had no clue. Like, they shoot blood into your face, I guess, and people are getting the high five from that. This is horrendous. Like, how bad do you need whatever this is if there could be AIDS involved?
Yeah, for me, I just use a bar of soap.
Yeah.
And I wash my face.
There you go.
And I'm in my 40s, and I occasionally get a pimple. Occasionally?
Sure.
It's occasional.
Sure.
It's fine. My face is fine. Now, there are different pressures on women in our society, and they are held to a different standard.
Sure. It's not fair.
Where I am aging gracefully.
Of course.
The trope about women is that they get old.
That's not fair.
So yeah. It's not fair.
Not fair. But don't get blood injected.
You're with somebody who defies the trend.
That's true. Ah. Very youthful.
Very youthful.
Yeah.
I can't see why anybody would let somebody who's not a doctor inject anything into their face.
It's crazy. Facial injections.
Is Magic Johnson ever visited this
one? Wow. He's supposedly cured.
He took the
cheeseburger cure.
Hollandaise fountain.
That's
cure.
Right. That's right.
The red vines cure.
That's right. He's the only person ever to get HIV and then gain 200 pounds.
Oh my goodness. Next up, your guy, Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
His ex-girlfriend from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Mind you, 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
Posted many text messages of his, alleged text message.
Yeah.
Messages purporting to be Jonah Hill's, in which he uses a lot of therapist speak.
He does.
A lot of therapist speak, talking about his feelings and his boundaries. Yeah. And also telling her that she can't post pictures of herself in a bikini on social media.
Yeah.
Which is possessive jerk bullshit.
Sure. Yeah.
So, Brian, I have to ask, despite the fact that we just heard about Bill de Blasio being a cuck.
Yes.
I have to ask, is there anybody possibly more cuckable right now at this moment than Jonah Hill with his awful chest tattoo?
Yeah. See, there's nobody that wants to shit on Jonah Hill more than me. He's a good actor. He's very good in Wolf of Wall Street.
Very good.
But he seems very manufactured. He's very curated, the way he looks, the way he talks, all this stuff. But I think he's not getting a fair shake from this deal. First of all, this was a long time ago. Secondly, if you read the text, he's just like, hey, whatever you want to do, that's cool. But just know that I can't be with somebody that basically wants to be an Instagram influencer, is what he's saying. If you're going to be posting these pictures of yourself, go ahead and do that. But just know, that's not the kind of relationship I want right now. That's not the kind of person I want to be with. And nothing that I read has any kind of hurtful language in it. The whole time he's like, hey, do what you got to do. Just know that it's not for me, is what he's saying, you know? And it's an old story that she shopped, obviously, because these texts have been out there for a long time. And also notice, and this happens a lot, she only shows posts screenshots of his texts, you know? And then she'll say, oh, this was right after he was sexting with me and, you know, told me he loved me and all this stuff. But she doesn't show that. She just says that part. So, I'm the last person that's looking to find ways to defend Jonah Hill. But in this situation, I don't think he did anything wrong.
Yeah. So you really only do see one side of the conversation here. And there's some of the messages like, fuck that contest, fuck that place, and fuck not respecting me always in every situation within surf culture, right?
Yeah.
A little aggressive.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes people get their feelings hurt too.
Yeah.
And we don't always act perfectly, especially with the people we love, when we let our walls down or our boundaries down.
Yes.
So, you know.
A lot of things can be embarrassing taken out of context.
Right. So what we see here is one side of the conversation.
Absolutely.
Jonah is not a guy who has any kind of social media, so I doubt that we'll ever see any kind of response to this whatsoever. Yeah. It feels like a coordinated hit attack.
It really does.
And like we've all seen one of those before, and I'm not inclined to believe the attacker when they aren't willing to show the whole conversation, exactly. The whole story, right? They carefully curate a narrative,
yep.
And then they sell that narrative of what they want you to know.
I'm always suspicious of the person that's very intent on controlling the narrative and having their story be the story. That's always a, you know, it's never the actual story, and the actual story might not be good, but it's not what you're being sold. It's a different story, and you should know the whole story before you pass judgment.
We also have to pass judgment on that awful fucking chest tattoo, though.
Yeah.
And also the fact that he asked her to go to some kind of event wearing the exact same outfit as him.
Yeah, that was.
Weird. Little questionable.
Yeah, it's questionable. Yeah.
A little questionable.
Yep.
All right. Next up, weird but true. Doctors are flabbergasted after finding a live octopus in a patient's throat. Ooh. Ryan.
Yeah.
What is the most amount of tentacles that have ever been down your throat?
Wow. You know, I don't eat octopus anymore because they're smarter than preschoolers. Like, there might be aliens. They're like really interesting creatures. Now, I am reminded of that Netflix documentary where that guy was like, I befriended this octopus. I would swim. He's South African. He's like, I would swim. Mm-hmm. He's like, you could not give me a parking ticket, octopus.
Diplomatic immunity.
I have diplomatic immunity. He would swim out and visit with this octopus every day, and it was called My Octopus Teacher. He learned so much from it, and blah blah blah. And I'm like, this guy is fucking this octopus,
right? He's definitely like getting a tentacle handy,
yeah.
Right?
That's the only takeaway. He's pulling it up to his, he's pulling down his wetsuit, cutting a hole in his wetsuit, and he's fucking the shit out of this octopus every day.
Like one tentacle for the balls,
yes.
One tentacle for the shaft, yes. And one tentacle for that little prostate tickle.
Total.
That's what that guy was doing.
Absolutely.
This guy apparently ate what is considered to be a quote-unquote Singapore delicacy, which is baby octopus live.
That's weird.
And then he was unable to swallow it. So the doctors first went with the tried and true method of it. So it's stuck in his esophagus. The first went with the tried and true method of trying to force it.
Yep. Down.
What up, Kobe?
Yeah.
What up, Kobe?
Force it down. Yep.
And then that didn't work, so they had to get some forceps and go in deep and manually extract this thing by its head from this dude's throat.
Yeah.
You know, I like sushi. Most people, most reasonable people like sushi.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not fucking with octopus. Just I'm out.
No, there's this restaurant in Cabo San Lucas that serves you like a tentacle on a skewer.
Javier's?
No, it's called Aquamale, and they put they blacken just the tentacle, and it's so tender and delicious. And so I do cheat, and if I'm there, I will eat the octopus there, but I try not to because they're wise creatures.
Yes, very wise.
Yep.
Able to shift, able to fit in amazing things, able to shift their body, able to change colors.
Yes, very wise. Listen,
another reason I don't fuck with the ocean. I have a no ocean policy.
Because of the pusses. I get it.
Because of many different things.
That's right.
But the pusses are near the top of the list.
Yep.
All right, next up, another one of my favorite no-nos.
Yes.
A skydiving accident.
Oh, yeah. This one's kind of visual. I don't know if I have – I think this link – I've got a bad link or something. But it's basically – it's like base jumping. Like three guys jump off a bridge, and two of them open their parachute, and then the third guy crashes into the second guy's parachute, and they both go like tumbling into a river, and I assume they're dead.
So the second guy is able to pull – or the third guy, the guy who hits the parachute, is able to pull his own chute safely – and land safely.
Oh.
But the guy whose parachute he hits fucking tumbles so down so to fucked. The river below.
Oh my God.
And I assume he died.
Yeah, he's
or
dead.
She died.
Yeah.
Dead. And I just have to ask, why are we still jumping off of shit? Why are we jumping out of planes?
Yes.
Like, I don't understand the fascination with skydiving.
These people near my house, they fly around in these like motorized parachutes.
Oh, no.
And I'm just waiting for one of them to plummet to the road below. It's only a matter of time, and they're buzzing around. What are you getting out of that? Flying parachute. Get the fuck out of here.
You know, for me, we've discussed this before, Brian, but yep. For me, there's a limited amount of situations in which I would jump out of a plane.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ideally with a parachute on.
Yep.
But is there something bad on the other end of that plane ride that I have to get away from,
right,
that's
right.
Life or death. Like, right. I have to get away from it.
That's right.
Okay, I'll jump out of a plane yep. to do it. I'll get over my fear.
What if Lori Petty's being held hostage somewhere?
Land the plane.
Okay, fair.
Like, I'm not fair. Doing it for Lori Petty.
Not for Lori Petty, I agree.
Not for Lori Petty. Not for most people.
Right.
Is the plane going to crash when it lands, or is the plane having an emergency?
That's
is there
right.
a reason that I absolutely must get off of that plane yep. on the plane?
That's right.
Other than
then
that,
they jump. Yep.
I'm not jumping out of a fucking plane.
Not for fun.
No. For fuck necessity.
No. Nope.
For necessity.
Yep.
I'm not in the special forces. I don't need to fuck around. I'm not Tiger Woods. I don't
exactly.
need to fuck around with that shit.
Yep. I agree. 100%.
Next up in our penultimate story.
Yes.
We have a funny story from Atlanta
mm-hmm.
where a guy tried to rob a nail salon and it just didn't work out for him.
Nobody believed
essentially,
him.
Essentially, nobody yeah. believed him. He goes into this nail salon yep. where apparently people are still wearing masks, too.
Yeah, that's crazy. Is it because of the fumes?
Thing.
Is it because of the nail fumes?
Yeah, I don't know. These look like COVID masks.
Yeah, it could be. It's in Atlanta, of all places. Yeah. Crazy.
Wherever you are in COVID or vaccines, like, we're over masks
yeah,
now, right?
Yes,
like, unless you have do you have a compromised immune system?
Right. Still.
I don't know.
Still. What's it doing for you? Nothing.
This guy goes into a nail salon, says, I'm robbing you, with a hand in his pocket, pretending to have a gun.
Yep.
And everybody just fucking ignores the guy.
That's great.
I believe you might have the call.
I have it. Here it comes.
Everybody, get down! Get it out of the money! It's got the buttons! Get it out of the money! Get down!
Everybody just looks at him.
Where's yeah. the money? They just look at him. They don't
Where's the
fuck.
Money? Yeah.
They just don't
money.
Care.
Where's the money? Everybody, give me everything!
It's great.
Where's the money? He just walks out the door.
Yeah.
And so this guy.
He's just standing there looking around like, what,
yeah,
isn't anybody
like,
going to notice me? And he just leaves. Yeah. It's great.
He just walks out.
Yeah.
Like, eject.
Yep. Fantastic.
Like, proper move. He's going to just back out the door and leave. He's been embarrassed thoroughly.
Yes.
And now he's going to leave.
Now it's on YouTube forever. People know him. People are going to recognize him there for sure.
Right. And so the Atlanta police are now looking for him, and they're asking for assistance in getting this. I think there's something like a $5,000 reward. And I'm guessing one of his buddies is going to turn him in for that $5,000.
Absolutely. Worth it. 100%.
Absolutely.
Worth it.
Give me that money.
Yep. Okay, what else?
And finally, in our last story of the cast, we have a stupid criminal, Brian.
Oh, I love that.
And this is amazingly stupid. So, a woman. Now, before I go into this, let me ask you.
Tell
what's
me.
The earliest you've ever had a cocktail?
Oh, well, it's international waters. You know, you're at the airport. It could be 7 a.m. Yeah.
Sure. 7 a.m.
Yeah. Camping.
Yeah.
You know,
camping.
Out at the river.
I like to start out with a Bloody Mary when I go camping.
Crack one
like
early.
A couple of them.
Yep.
Then I make some breakfast and then go into the beers.
Yep.
Well, for one woman in Indiana, she showed up to an 8:45 job interview completely drunk. But mind you, Brian.
Wow.
This wasn't just any old job interview. No, no. She was having a job interview with the local sheriff's department.
Hey, you shoot your shot, you know? Maybe she was better drunk. Maybe she's like, look, it's like bowling or pool or golf.
Right.
You're just better with a few beers. You know, it's, I don't know what it is. Like you're bad again at six beers, but you're pretty good at two or three. So maybe, maybe her, man, we all have our own level. Maybe her level is like 13. So she just had, she had like 13 Coors Lights and she's like, I'm going to nail this interview. And she probably did. She probably was nailing it. They're probably like, she is so good. How did she get so good? She must be drunk. There's only one way to get this good, and that's to be drunk, right?
Right. Yeah. Like for me, when I golf, the sweet spot is about four Coors Lights, ice cold.
Oh, yeah.
And a shot of some kind of flavored whiskey.
Oh, you're really pushing it there.
Fireball, peanut butter whiskey. Yeah. Well, up until now, Brian, I've been a little bit of a bigger guy, so it takes a little bit more. That's true. What up, Travis
that's
Rogers?
That's true. Pretty soon. You're not gonna. It's going to be a whole new world for you. Of
pretty tolerance. Soon, I'm not going to be able to. I'm not going to be able to have a single shot and not be on my ass.
Right, that's true.
I digress.
It's good so for the pocketbook.
Shows up. Yeah. She shows up for a job interview with the cops, drunk, and they ask her in the job interview. They ask her, "Did you drive here yourself?"
Oh, so just say no. This is like that thing that Stu posts all the time. Shut the fuck up. I'm not talking about my day. That's immediately where you go. I'm not talking about my day.
Right. What does that have to do with the job?
Exactly. Yes.
And so she answered truthfully because upright citizen in a job interview with the sheriff's office, and they put her in jail and gave her a DUI.
Unbelievable. These cops. You didn't catch. She wasn't in the car. She wasn't driving. You don't know that she drove there. She could be lying.
She could have been.
I feel like she can get off with a good. You get the right DUI lawyer.
She I don't know. It's going to be a pretty heavy lift to show up to a job interview with the police drunk, take a breathalyzer, show you're drunk, and then you admit on camera that you're drunk.
It's true.
Or that you drove there.
And we're burying the lead here. Did she get the job? That's all. That's what I want to know.
Unfortunately, she did not get the job.
Very sad. Sad to hear. Okay. That's that. Dolomite D. Yeoman's work here. Filling in for the great Ed Daly. Could not have done it without you.
Appreciate that. Big shoes to fill.
Very much appreciate you. Longtime fan of yours. You are a great friend to this program. Your support of what we do here is vital, and it is very much appreciated by me and everyone associated with the show. So thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much. I would just ask that anybody listening to this give the Stereo Show a try on Friday nights.
Absolutely.
You can always find info for the Stereo Show on my Twitter on Fridays. You can usually find it on Brian's Twitter
Fridays. That's right.
It's a good chance to wrap up your week, have a cocktail with people who listen to the show, who don't really talk about the show, but to the show, have a really good time, and I'd highly encourage you to come and check it out. Everybody is welcome, and it's absolutely free to listen.
It's a delightful community of people that I'm proud to be a part of, and I would encourage everyone to join in because you can jump in the combo. Your voice can be heard there. Everybody talks along together, and it's fantastic.
Interactive.
That's a great word.
I can't thank you enough for having me on, Brian. As always, it's a true honor to be able to come and do this, and hope to be able to do it again.
Absolutely. You're my boy, D. Four. Dolomite D. My name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 481 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Love you, everybody. See you next week.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.